serving under these hierarchies, our hierarchies of the great white brotherhood whom we know, who are serving Earth's evolutions. They take the energies of the 12 hierarchies of the sun. They transform them, they translate them. They are step-down transformers. They translate this energy to the level whereby mankind and the evolutions of the solar system can absorb, assimilate, and become these cosmic energies. Working then under the hierarchy of Capricorn is the Master, the Great Divine Director, and the 7 beloved archangels. These beings work ceaselessly throughout the cycles of the 24 hours to translate to our 4 lower bodies these energies. We are being nourished unconsciously by the living flow of this cosmic energy of the Word. And it keeps on moving, it keeps on flowing. It is anchored in the I Am presence of each one. It is anchored in the Christ Self. And it keeps on turning as the wheel of life. We are sensitive to these energies in a very subtle way. We receive them in certain of the chakras. We release them. And sometimes we are more sensitive than other times to their influences. Those who have learned the worldly astrology interpret the influences in a different light than they are actually in their original release. This slide shows the perversions of the God qualities of the 12 solar hierarchies. I will tell you what a perversion is. The hierarchy of Capricorn releases the flame or the consciousness that is called God power. Each of the 12 hierarchies has a corresponding flame. Aquarius releases God love. Pisces releases God mastery. Aries releases God control. Taurus, God obedience. Gemini, God wisdom. Cancer, God harmony. Leo, God gratitude. Virgo, God justice. Libra, God reality. Scorpio, God vision. And Sagittarius, God victory. These qualities describe a frequency, a vibration. That energy is sent forth from the central sun. It is stepped down to the hierarchies of the cosmos, to the hierarchies of Earth. It is released to the Earth. It comes into the atmosphere or into the 4 lower bodies of the planet. And it is assimilated. Just as the light of stars and of the sun becomes distorted by the atmosphere, so the mass consciousness that surrounds our planet as an astral plane of misqualified energy distorts the pure release of God's light. Your own 4 lower bodies, with the records of karma, records of imperfections of the human consciousness receiving that light, impresses upon that light the misqualifications that are there already. It's like pouring pure water into a dirty vessel. It takes on the coloration of the vessel. So as the energy of God power, released from the hierarchy of Capricorn, enters the field, the 4 lower body energy field of a planet and its evolutions, it tends to be misqualified as criticism, condemnation, and judgment. It is also misused in black magic. This energy corresponds to the crown chakra, and therefore it will also involve the misuse of that chakra. We'll find then that the test, the initiation of the hierarchy of Capricorn, for the initiate, for the disciple, for the self-disciplined one, is to meditate on the pure energy of God power, to assimilate that power and that energy without misusing it, without responding to the magnetism of the world that tends to press upon our consciousness this quality of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. Now, the testing of that hierarchy of Capricorn will come December 21st at winter solstice, when the hierarchy of Capricorn is in the direction of planetary cycles. We will find that those who are born in that birth sign will have this initiation in this life. They will be faced with the opportunity of using God as power. They will have a tremendous power. They will be people who can be starters, organizers, executives. They will have the capacity, because of this power, to probe the mysteries of God. They will have a contact with the etheric plane because this is the etheric quadrant. This is the fire quadrant. They will have to guard against the momentum of the mass consciousness to misuse that power in petty analysis of people, in petty condemnation, criticisms, that henpecking quality of finding fault with the little splinters of the human personality. Engaging in that activity dissipates the power of God. It involves gossip. It involves judging people, not with righteous judgment, not with the judgment of God and the compassion of God, but with the criticism and the narrowness of the human consciousness. Each of the 12 hierarchies, then, has its positive quality and its negative quality. Each of the planets has its causal body and its four lower bodies of the misuses of the sacred fire, as each individual has his 12 stars, his 12 hierarchies in the causal body, in the plane of spirit, and the corresponding misuses of that energy in the planes of matter. Negative karma, which we all bear a portion of, else we would not be in incarnation. Negative karma consists of the misuses of the energies of the 12 hierarchies of the sun. Positive karma consists in the positive use of the flame. Take the hierarchy of Aquarius, governing an entire 2,000-year cycle. This hierarchy overlays all of the frequencies of the 12 hierarchies with the frequency of God love. There is an intense action of love cycling through the cosmos at this time. The perversion of love is hatred and mild dislike. Dislike of any form, irritation, discomfortability around people, subtle criticism, subtle irritation because we're not in harmony with another part of life. The misuse of the energies of love come in selfishness, possessiveness, attachment, desire, misuse of the sacred fire. There's a vast opportunity now in this cycle for us to redeem all of our karma in the correct use of love. We find then that when the cycle of Aquarius begins in the cycle of the year, at the end of Capricorn, along about the 20th of January, we feel the intensity of this light of love. Valentine's Day falls in this cycle. It is a very creative cycle. We find our own karma cycling out of our subconscious, and all of a sudden, we will feel crimson flashes of hatred that we have not felt. And we say, "What is this? I don't hate that person. Why is this energy passing through me?" If you don't know, you're likely to identify with it and to begin the process of hating, in which case you will have failed a cosmic initiation to reject hatred and to ensoul love. Hatred comes as race hatred, as prejudice, as hatred for members of various religious faiths or various nationalities. It comes in the most insidious ways. If we know the test is coming, and we know that Aquarius gives us the option of choosing hatred or love, then we can use the flame of Saint Germain, who serves under the hierarchy of Aquarius. We can use his flame of freedom and of transmutation. We can invoke that violet flame of the Holy Spirit and demand the transmutation of the cause and core of all of our karma involving the misuse of the energy of Aquarius. We can say, "I claim my freedom now. I claim my freedom to be love. And I will ensoul no other quality but love. And I call forth the violet flame to pass through the cause effect, record and memory in my four lower bodies of all misuses of the sacred fire in Aquarius." Now, there are several times a year when you will have the testing of the light of Aquarius. not only during that period of January 20th to February 19th or so, but it will be any time that the moon is in Aquarius, in any of its cycles. And that is once in every 28-day period, the moon will pass through each of the 12 signs. The moon will always amplify the negative aspect of a sign because the moon, the lunar cycle, relates to the astral body. The moon is intended to be a disk of light reflecting and amplifying the feelings of mankind. In the golden ages, when the feelings are pure, when the emotional body is pure and clean, it also is a crystal reflector of the pure feelings of the angels, of mankind, of the elemental life. But in a period of darkness and of a dark cycle, such as the time we are in, when the karma of the planet is heavily in manifestation, the astral plane is the most impure of all the planes. And that plane, being impure, is amplified by the moon and by the cycles of the moon. So when the moon is in Aquarius, it will not amplify love. It will amplify lust, sensuality, hatred. And even more diabolical than hatred is mild dislike. We mildly prefer not to be with a certain individual. Because we don't identify it as hatred, we are not determined to exorcise this from our consciousness. So it sinks to subconscious levels, and we carry with us these little splinters, thorns of irritation, of dislike of this and dislike of that. Even dislike of inanimate things is a negative vibration that impedes the flow of love in our world. And so we find then that we need to watch for the tests of the hierarchy of Aquarius when the sun is in Aquarius and when the moon is in Aquarius. I will tell you shortly about the third time when you need to be aware of this testing. Going on to the hierarchy of Pisces, still in the etheric quadrant, the test is the flame of God mastery. The perversion of God mastery is fear, doubt, anxiety, questioning, and death. Now, there are other tests under these hierarchies, and they have to do with whether the hierarchy is a sign of earth, air, fire, or water. Pisces is a water sign, yet it sits in the etheric quadrant. In Pisces, we are tested in the mastery of the flow of water in the fire of the etheric plane. Pisces has the qualification of yellow, the yellow plume of the Trinity in the etheric quadrant. Now, the Piscean age is the age through which we have just passed. We are just winding up the initiations of Pisces, overlapping with the commencement of Aquarius. Jesus was the archetype of self-mastery in the Piscean age. His miracles and his demonstrations largely point to his mastery of water. Walking on the water, casting out demons, healing types of sicknesses that relate to the problems of the emotional body or the water body, yet using the fire of that quadrant for the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes and for the public demonstration of the transfiguration, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension. In Pisces are the records of death. Many times we have the initiation of the hierarchy of Pisces. It is the initiation of the death cycle. Many people in their personal cosmic clock cycles, which I will yet describe to you, are not able to overcome that last enemy of death. And they lose their four lower bodies for a time because they are not prepared for the initiation. So the Piscean conqueror is the one who has balanced the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness and is able then to be the conqueror over hell and death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The point is, where is the sting of death and where is the victory of death? Where is the victory of the grave? There is no victory of the grave because it is swallowed up in the fires of the resurrection, in the fires of the Piscean conqueror. Now, in that 2,000-year period, all mankind have the opportunity to become the Christ. This is why we had incarnations for 2,000 years, to follow the example of Jesus the Christ. Yet his true teachings were lost from the very beginning. They were destroyed, even the books of Origen of Alexandria, which set forth these teachings. And Western civilization was deprived of the opportunity. The fallen ones entered the churches, they entered the early societies of Christians, and they put forth the false doctrine and the dogma that only one man could be the Christ. And so they took from mankind that opportunity. Now we are advancing to the Aquarian initiation, the initiation whereby we are challenged to become the mother, to raise up the flame of the mother, and to fuse it with the light of the Holy Spirit. We find that we are not ready for the next initiation because we have not passed the last initiation. What do we do then? We pray for forgiveness, we pray for mercy, we pray for the opportunity to make up that which we have lost. The Ascended Masters are giving us that opportunity today in their teachings. They're giving us the opportunity with the violet flame to transmute the misuses of the sacred fire in all of the hierarchies. We have the example of Jesus. We are intended to walk in that example every step of the way. We see then that his flame of the Christ as the flame of the Master, of God mastery, can dissolve all fear and doubt of the sense of separation, all questioning of who we are and who God is, and every record of death, every incarnation when we have laid down the body, that record of death. We see the cycle of God control under Aries on the 3 o'clock line. If you will study these qualities and study their counterfeits, you will see what the tests are of the 12 hierarchies. Our karma always lies on the negatives. When we balance the karma of the perversions of these God flames, we are able to fulfill our dharma in the original divine blueprint of these God qualities. Decree 6.04 in your paperback decree book and in your regular set of decrees lists these qualities. In section A of the decree, you find the list of the hierarchies, the masters. In section B, the perversions, and in section C, the God qualities. You can take this decree and plot your own chart. These charts are also a part of the album Family Designs in the Golden Age. And that album is the combination of lectures and dictations of a 2-day seminar on the family, on the correct use of the sacred fire in marriage and in sex, the bringing up of children according to their own inner cosmic clock. I highly recommend this album for any of you who are interested in teaching others about the Ascended Master's teachings and how to apply them to the difficulties, the initiations we face in the family, outside of the family, in this decade. Now we can study the hierarchies as they represent earth, air, fire, and water. Each of the hierarchies forms a triangle, an equilateral triangle, which shows the balance of those hierarchies in the four quadrants. Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo have in common the fact that they are earth signs. Each of these earth signs presents a different type of initiation because of their presence in the different quadrants. Capricorn, as we said, is an earth sign. It is in the fire quadrant. So the test is earth in fire. And you get a feeling for that testing as you go through the cycles of the year and your own cosmic clock. You come to know what the feeling, what the vibration of Capricorn is, and what a Capricorn test is. Capricorn relates to the crown chakra. Taurus, an earth sign in the mental quadrant, is a pink flame. It is part of the pink cross of the clock. So the hierarchy of Taurus will teach us the mastery of earth in air by the flame of love, which is called God obedience. The master who will speak to us today, beloved Godfrey, won his freedom through the mastery of the Taurus cycle, through the flame of obedience. Obedience not to a tyrannical God outside of oneself, but obedience to the inner law of one's own being. When you discover that God is you, is inside of you as an inner blueprint, all rebellion dissolves, and you leap as a flame of love to be one with your own inner law, your own inner clock. This enlightenment will strip a planet of an age-old rebellion that goes back so long ago that caused the fall and the sinking of the continent of Lemuria and of Atlantis. This action of rebellion is the misuse of the energies of the hierarchy of Taurus. Virgo is an earth sign in the water quadrant, and it has the flame of yellow of the Christ consciousness. The Virgo tests are the tests of the mother, because this is the quadrant of the mother. It is also the sign of the mother. In Virgo, we have the ascension of Mary, the mother. It is the wisdom of the mother, and the wisdom of the mother is the flame of justice. The mother always has that sense of justice, and so this quality of God justice is the supreme awareness of God in Virgo. When this flame is compromised, it is a very picayune sense of injustice. He did this and he did that, and so and so did this to me. And you will find people undergoing a Virgo test can think of nothing else but all of the wrongs that have been done to them by everyone under the sun. And everyone is seen in the light of injustice. Life is unjust, and they live in that consciousness. People who are born in Virgo will tend to be critical because of their sense of injustice. And when they are so, they lose their momentum of victory. They fail their initiations. Now, anyone born in any of these three signs will have the corollary initiations of the other two, because that person is born to manifest the victory of all three of the earth signs. And then he is born to manifest the victory in the earth quadrant. The earth quadrant, the 9, 10, and 11 o'clock lines, are under the hierarchies of Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius, none of which are earth signs, but all of which fall in the earth quadrant. So you see that initiation is a complex manifestation of clocks superimposed upon clocks, frequencies superimposed upon frequencies, and I'm giving you just the barest outline so as not to confuse you, because frequencies are beyond time and space. They go into infinity. And so we take what we can absorb, and we realize that from what we see, there is a vast science of the cosmic clock, which we do not see, but which we do feel, which we do experience at various levels of consciousness. The hierarchies of air teach us the mastery of the Christ mind. They are the ones who give the fiat, "Let that mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus." Aquarius, an air sign in a fire quadrant, and it is a pink flame. Gemini, an air sign in an air quadrant, we call it the double air sign. It is also the yellow. Libra, the air sign in the earth quadrant, is blue. So again, the threefold flame, pink Aquarius, yellow Gemini, and blue Libra, gives us the balance of the threefold flame in the mastery of air for the purpose of gaining dominion in the quadrant of air. That perfect equilateral triangle. The tests of these hierarchies are many. We find that air is elusive, it moves. We find that those who are in these signs have facile minds. Their minds are way ahead of their bodies. And they have ideas that they want to carry out that are beyond the practicality of everyday living. So they need to learn to coordinate their minds with what can be done emotionally and physically. And so they have to tether to this earth. They have to have feet firmly on the ground so that their visions can become realities. They are usually very intelligent people, but then They may have compromised the intelligence, the intelling presence of these flames by the perversion of these lines. The perversion of Gemini, which is wisdom, is ignorance, envy, and jealousy. There's no surer way to lose your divine intelligence than through envy and jealousy. Thus, when Gemini in June releases the light of intelligence, of wisdom, we find that age-old momentums of the carnal mind of envy and jealousy come to the fore. And if we engage in these, if we fall into the trap of believing that someone else has something that we can't have, if we covet that, we will waste the light of wisdom, we will misuse it. And instead of being intelligent, we will be ignorant because we have ignored the law. Having ignored our responsibility, we remain ignorant, untutored, undisciplined. And so the flame of Libra, reality, is compromised by dwelling in unreality. The flame of love, compromised by hatred. All of these affect the mind. We have been programmed in this civilization to believe that we all have a certain IQ, and that's our IQ for this life, and we either have it or we don't have it. And the tests which we get at school tell us we either have an adaptation for this or that, or we don't. And that's it. We're boxed in, and there's where we sit. But this is not true. The vast resources of the intelligence of God are yours now. When you use the fire of freedom of Saint Germain, invoke the violet flame to transmute ignorance, envy, jealousy, ignorance, unreality, hatred and mild dislike, you are freeing energy that can then focus the flame of wisdom within you. As soon as you free the energy, your mind begins to perk. You actually feel intelligence growing, just as gold actually grows in the earth. You can increase your intelligence quotient through meditation. And it's not really increasing it, it is unlocking the energy of the mind of God that is already there. This limitation that we have placed on our minds is hogwash. It's an absolute lie of the fallen ones. You have limitless resources of intelligence, creativity, life, and the flow of the Son of God, the Christ, through you, if you want it, if you claim it, if you understand the initiations. The balance of flow in the water element under the hierarchy of Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. It is pink because it relates to the pink quadrant of water. The water signs are difficult to master, probably the most difficult. He who attains emotional control has dominion. If you can control your feelings 24 hours a day, you will tap in to a reservoir of cosmic consciousness that is unfailing. Pisces, the water sign, God mastery, the perversion, fear. All of us have fears at subconscious levels that impede the flow of the Christ consciousness. Doubts, separation. We have been programmed to death. These vibrations of death tear from us our mastery of life. The hierarchy of Cancer is the hierarchy of God harmony. Its perversion is inharmony, which manifests as self-pity, self-justification, a sense of indecision. The initiations of the hierarchy of Cancer always involve a decision. And when you can't make up your mind, it is because you are dealing with the perversion of Cancer and the untransmuted energies of Cancer. Feeling sorry for yourself is a problem of the feeling body. Self-pity is a plague upon your house. It deprives you of this light, this tremendous light of the Mother. As soon as we point this out at Summit University, the disciples take hold of that insidious vibration and they put it into the flame and they are alert and on guard. Self-pity leads to suicide, to self-annihilation. And then there is this constant self-justification. No matter what people do that is wrong, they will tell you the reason why they did it. They will tend to justify why they did something. All of this is idling with the energies of the mother, with the energies of God harmony, misusing them, perverting them, failing the test of this hierarchy, and therefore failing to transmute thousands of years of karma that has been made through that misuse. Scorpio is the line of vision. It is God vision. It is compromised by selfishness, self-love, self-centeredness. It is a very selfish vibration. We have just concluded a month of Scorpio. Did you notice yourself paying a little bit more attention to yourself than usual? A little bit more selfish, buying things for yourself, concerned about yourself, concerned about defending your position, taking care of yourself financially. This is what happens in Scorpio. When we get overly concerned with ourselves, we lose the vision. When we lose the vision, we perish. Without vision, the people perish. The misuses of the sacred fire in the perversions of sex are also up for transmutation in Scorpio. When these are transmuted, we have a dynamic release of creative flow. It is a tremendous energy for creativity. We can't create without a vision. We have to see what we're going to create. Scorpio is the hierarchy for the flow of music, the flow of art, the restoration of life in the physical plane as God intended it to be. Those born in Scorpio have a tremendous opportunity in this age, but they have to discipline that water energy, and they have to live selflessly, and they must pursue the path of self-sacrifice and surrender, selflessness in service.